This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to him that he had a dream. He saw a dream. And in this dream, he said, I was praying at the base of a tree and I was reading some Quran. And I came to a verse of sajda, where I should make sujood. He said, so I prostrated, I made sajda. And as I made this sujood, as I made this prostration, the tree made sujood with me. He said, and then I heard the tree making dua. And the tree said, Allahumma, iktub li biha indaka ajra, wada anni biha wizra, waj'alha li indaka dhukhra. وَتَقَبَّلَهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدِ. That he said, oh Allah, record this for me as a reward with you. And remove a sin for me by it. And store it away for me with you. And accept it from me just as you accepted from your worshipper Dawood. And so this is such an interesting, subhanAllah, dua. The man left the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, the next time the Prophet recited a verse which required sujood, the Prophet went into sujood and he made the very same dua the man told him from his dream. And so this dua has a lot of benefit, has so much benefit and beauty for us. It is a dua made by a tree and it is revealed in a dream. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is nothing, except that it is exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His praise. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. But you don't understand their tasbih. You don't understand their exaltation. There is nothing that Allah has created except that it praises Allah and it glorifies Allah and it exalts Allah. The mountains and the rocks and the trees and the animals, all of them are in tune with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of them are worshipping Allah azza wa jal. You know, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, they went to visit a neighboring tribe. And as they tried to enter into the gateway, there was an agitated camel standing at the gateway and it was blocking the gate, refusing to let anyone to enter. The Prophet ﷺ gets down from his camel and he goes to approach this very agitated camel and he calms it. By the way, this is incredibly brave because an agitated camel can be extremely violent. The Prophet ﷺ goes up to the camel and he slowly calms it down and ultimately he hugs the camel. And he holds its face. Then he calls to the companions and he says, bring me some reins. And he places the reins around the camels in order for them to be able to ride it and to tie it. One of the companions, seeing the Prophet ﷺ doing this, he says, O Messenger of Allah, do you know this camel? Right? How were you able to calm a camel down that was so agitated? Do you know the camel from before? Does it recognize you? And that's why it's calmed down. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ شَيْئًا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا وَيَعْلَمْ أَنِّي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا عَاصِ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. He said, there is nothing throughout the heavens and the earth except that it knows that I am the Messenger of Allah, except those that are disobedient from the jinn and from mankind. And so subhanAllah, all of nature is, you know, balanced and in the natural state of recognizing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire skies, the mountains, the rocks, the stones, the drops of rain, the camels, the bears, the cats, the dogs, all of them act in this natural order that they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become part of the natural order of the entire creation. And this dua becomes part of the sunnah, even though, you know, it was seen in the dream of a sahabi. And this is similar to the sahaba who saw the adhan in their dream. Like Abdullah bin Zayd and Umar bin Khattab and others, they heard the adhan in their dream and they came to the Prophet. And the Prophet confirms that this in fact came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So likewise, even though this comes in the dream of a sahabi, and it's a dua made by a tree, the Prophet ﷺ, by saying the same dua, has confirmed the divinity of this dua. What is the dua? Allahumma iktub li biha indaka ajra. O Allah, record for me a reward with you for it. So what is being referenced here? O Allah, this sajda that I've made, this sujood, this prostration that I've made for your sake, make it a reward for me. Record it as a reward for me. Sujood represents a tremendous reward. When we make sujood, when we prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the young child, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b, he used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O Rabi'a, ask me a favor. ask me for something. You know, you're always doing me favors. Ask me a favor. So what does this young little child say to the Prophet? He says, قَالَ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقُتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. O Messenger of Allah, I want to be your companion in Jannah. And so the Prophet ﷺ said to him, أَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. If you want to do this, then help me by you doing a lot of sujood. If you do a lot of sujood, in other words, I will say to Allah, oh Allah, let him into Jannah because he did a lot of sujood. And this shows you how important sujood is. And sujood is related to our concept of making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet said, وَأَمَّا السُّجُودْ فَاجْتَهِدُوا. As for your sujood, strive in it, work hard in it. فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَاء. Do as much dua, strive in your dua. Why? He says, because it is more likely that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer your dua while you are in sujood. And so when we are making sujood to Allah, it is more befitting that our dua is being answered. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدْ. The closest a servant is to Allah is when they are in sujood. فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ. So do as much dua as you can. And so we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, take this sajda of mine and record it as a good deed. وَضَعْ عَنِّي بِهَا وِزْرًا. And remove a sin for me by it. Because of the sajda that I've made, remove a sin of mine. So not only make it a good deed, but also remove my sin. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ مَا سَجْدَ لِلَّهِ سَجْدَةً إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَةً وَحَطَّ بِهَا عَنْهُ خَطِيئَتُهُ. He says that the servant does not perform a single sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah will raise him a degree, will raise his status a single degree, and will remove from him a sin. And so every time we make sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only are good deeds, inshallah, being recorded for us, but also our sins can be removed. And this dua is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this very thing. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it a good deed, and oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure that our sins are removed as well. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the dua continues, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَجَعَلْهَا لِي عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرًا. And oh Allah, store this good deed away from me. Right? And so sometimes we do good deeds, but those good deeds are not stored for us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the famous hadith said to his companions, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنَ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who the bankrupt person is? They said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. He said, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسِ, the one who is bankrupt, is the one from my ummah who will arrive on the Day of Judgment. They've done salah, and they've fasted, and they've given their zakah, and yet they've come on the Day of Judgment and they have cursed this person. وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. And he has accused this person, and he's stolen the money of this person, and he has spilled the blood of this person, and he hurt and he harmed this person. And so Allah will give away all of the rewards to all those other people, and they become bankrupt on the Day of Judgment. And so we don't want to be the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes their good deeds haba and manthura. He makes their good deeds become like scattered dust. Rather, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to store our good deed for us, to make it, to store it away for us for the Day of Judgment, for the day that we need it. And then he says, وَتَقَبَّلَهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدْ. Oh Allah, accept it from me just as you accepted it from your servant Dawood, from your worshipper Dawood alayhi salam. And so what is this reference to about Dawood? Dawood alayhi salam made a very powerful sajda to Allah. He prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a very powerful prostration. What was the story there? Two men came to Dawood alayhi salam and they came arguing to him, asking him to judge between them. And one of them said, I have one na'ja, a female sheep, and my brother has 99 female sheep. And he somehow overpowered me with his speech. We got into an argument and he convinced me with his words, overpowered me with his words, and he took my sheep along with his. So now he has 100 and I have 0. And so Dawood alayhi salam, hearing this story, he said, قَالَ لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكَ إِلَى نَعَاجِ. He says, this person has oppressed you, he has wronged you by taking your sheep along with his own. Right? And so he passed judgment, Dawood alayhi salam. But the problem was what? He passed judgment too quickly. He passed judgment before even hearing the other side of the story. And after he realized this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّاهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابُ. That Dawood then realized that we had made a fitna for him, we had tested him through this story. فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ. So he sought the forgiveness of his Lord. وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابُ. And he fell down and he prostrated to his Lord and he sought the forgiveness of his Lord. He made such a deep, powerful repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to Allah, making sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah azza wa jalla accepted this and raised the ranks of Dawood, even though he made a mistake. But because he was so fast to seek the forgiveness of Allah and to show humility with Allah and to prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal raised the ranks of Dawood. And so we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept it from us, just as you accepted it from Dawood, and raise our ranks as well from our doing sujood to you as well, O Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us all our good deeds and all our sujood, and to make it part of our good deeds and to remove with it our sins. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.